the Supremes. We were born to be gray. We went to school, sat in rows, ate white bread, looked at the floor a lot. In the back of our small heads, a long scream. We did what we could, and all we could do was turn on each other. How the fat kids suffered. Not even being jolly could save them. And then there were the anal retentives, the terrified brown noses, desperately athletic or popular. This, of course, was training. At home, our parents shook their heads and waited. We learned of the Industrial Revolution, the sectioning of the clock into pie slices. We drank Cokes and twiddled our thumbs. In the backs of our minds, a long scream. We snapped butts in the showers, froze out shy girls on the dance floor, pinpointed flaws like radar. Slowly, we understood. This was to be the world. We were born insurance salesmen and secretaries, housewives and short order cooks, stockroom boys and repairmen. And it wouldn't be a bad life, they promised, in a tone of voice that would force some of us to reach in self-defense for wigs, lipstick, sequins.